This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we are looking at millions of people traveling over the next few days for the holiday. It shouldn't be a holiday weekend. I mean, I think a lot of people are going away for holiday, like week or week and a half or 2 weeks. And they're saying it's going to be a little bit messy. And we got a big storm coming that I got to warn you guys about. Just expect when you travel, it's going to be a pain in the butt. You know, we've talked about the stress that the holidays bring. I love Christmas time. I love Hanukkah. I love New Year's. But, you know, the stress around, well, you know, we got to see family and we got to travel and we got to wait in the airport. I think one of the airports in Dallas, I don't know if it was Dallas or had a air conditioning issue. And I guess an alarm went off and they had to evacuate the airport yesterday. And this is like the busiest travel time ever. We're being told we have a winter storm, Dylan, coming towards the northeast. It's going to blanket parts of the northeast with a combination of snow, sleet, and freezing rain. They say there's going to be some ice accumulations, and it will lead to some challenging pre-Christmas travel. Then I believe it's going to be hitting upstate New York, northern New England, Pennsylvania, and there's even a weather advisory for lower Michigan. Already 1 to 4 inches of snow have been reported from central and upstate New York to Vermont and New Hampshire. For those of you going, you know what, Dahlia, we're on the same flight going to New Orleans. We got to New Orleans tomorrow. We'll be fine because it's the south. No, it's not the south because there's a good chance that the plane I need to pick me up in Vegas is going to be coming from back east. So expect it to be pretty, pretty rough, okay? A lot of you guys are, you know, getting your Valium prescriptions and your... It's funny. Xanax, Valium, benzodiazepines, those are the number one prescriptions obtained this week, even more so than Viagra and any of the more lovey-dovey medications. I think a lot of people there are being a little, shall we say, skeptical of how much they're going to enjoy this holiday season, just trying to enjoy it. We've talked about how to handle family, and, you know, there's going to be some good footballs. You can watch football. There's going to be, you know, there's usually somebody in the family you like that you could buddy up to. Okay, make sure you find that person. Make sure you come up with a plan. Like, oh, work needs me. I always tried to do that, and it really worked for me because I was a doctor. I am a doctor. So if there were patient issues or labs, I could just go off into a room and log on to a computer and work, which is nice. The problem is you're going to tick somebody off. So make sure to bring a lot of good gifts, okay? Make sure you look like you're having a good time. Look really upset when you get called away from the family gathering to do something. And, grin and bear it. But for those of you that love your family, I think that's wonderful. And really enjoy them. You know, Christmas goes too fast. I can't believe we're almost done. You know, in fact, there's a frenzy going on this weekend, they say, in terms of shopping. There are so many people that didn't realize how quick Christmas is coming up that they are not ready there with shopping. And they expect some huge, huge lines this weekend as people are rushing to buy some last-minute gifts. And I think what it is it's not that our heads are, you know, up our retroperitoneums. I think what it is you buy gifts, then all of a sudden you find that there's so many more people that you should have bought gifts for. You know, we all have tiers. We have our first tier, which is going to be, you know, your spouse, your kids, your parents, you know, and then maybe your siblings kind of thing. Maybe grandma and grandpa are in there if they're still alive. Then you have your second tier, which are your close friends, your real close coworkers, maybe your boss or supervisor or your assistant or secretary. All right, you know, you have to do that. Then you have third tiers, which could be other friends, other colleagues, and a lot of us go to the third year, the third tier. And, you know, like, well, you know, let's get everybody a bunch of candles or soaps or candy or popcorn or whatever. All right. And then you have fourth tier, which a lot of times is like, you know, I want to leave something for the postman. I want to leave something for the UPS guy. You know, whew, I like the UPS guy. Gosh, he knows how to deliver a package. All right, we'll go somewhere. But anyway, so, you know, so you have these tiers. And where we really get stuck is between second and third tier. Because you get something for your secretary, and you get something for an assistant, or you get, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, whoa, I completely forgot about this person. This coworker, really, I need to please. I need to make sure this coworker's happy. And then there's somebody else, and you're like, oh, I really got to get them something. And so it's so easy to just not, it's so easy to keep spending. And so USA Today has some last-minute gifts. One they talk about is a pillow. I guess this is a down pillow. What kind of a pillow is this? They don't even give us the name of the pillow. Oh, yeah, it has a hypoallergenic bamboo cover. I think it's called the Extreme Comfort Shredded Memory Foam Pillow. It's for $42. Now, I don't think I would spend $42 on a pillow, but I got to tell you, great gift. Giving somebody a pillow, all right, because what do you buy guys? Girls, it's great. Somebody in my office bought me some lip gloss, and I'm like, oh, this is pretty cool. I can't buy lip gloss for guys. You don't really buy cologne for guys when it's a coworker. Guys don't even want cologne. They want to smell like guys. It's hard to buy them a tie because they don't like a tie. You know, so, you know, what do you buy a guy? Well, a throw blanket works, something footballish. You know, guys like to be left alone. So say, look, I'm not going to bug you in your office for like 3 hours. And, you know, I'm going to handle all my stuff without bugging you. Guys like that. I don't know if guys are into slippers anymore. I remember my dad would wear slippers. I love walking barefoot. So I don't know if slippers are an issue. Sometimes guys like meat. So maybe the Omaha Steaks thing. Guys also like tech stuff. I know. Why am I talking for the guys? So anyway, there's like a portable Bluetooth speaker. It looks like it's from Anchor. It's called Anchor Soundcore Bluetooth Speaker for $23.95. And this is a portable speaker. So that could be pretty cool for the guys. For the ladies, it's good. Get them a Michael Fassbender calendar. I'm good for months with that one. 1-877-DOT-SALLY. Don't go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system. And get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger-looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And like me, you'll be glad you did.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure. Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, I just have to do a quick shout out to my hubby. And my only I've only been married once. That's my first hubby. No, this is my last hubby. Okay. Anyway, I gotta do a big shout out to him because it's our anniversary today. Dee, happy anniversary, Dee! 21 years ago today, I told you guys this. I was sitting at a bar, and I was just staring at this man. Who just really, really got me. And he just, you know, I could just look at his eyes and he could read my thoughts and he could just give me so much, you know, hope and strength just looking at me. And I fell in love instantaneously. And then he said, ma'am, don't you have to get married? The altar's that way. And I tipped the bartender, and then I went and I went and married my husband. But anyway, that's not here nor there. You know, I 21 years, I never thought anybody would want to sleep and be with me for 21 years. And, I just got to say, my husband, Corey, has got to be one of the most, I don't even know how to explain it, gutsy, stupid. I mean, why me? Why? He could be happy. He could be with somebody that doesn't have so much cellulite. He could be with somebody whose breasts are actually above the waist. I mean, he could be with somebody that doesn't keep food in their teeth on purpose so she could retaste it later when she gets hungry. You know, he could be with somebody that can actually sing. He could be with somebody that, you know, very regularly and predictably shaves her legs, and it blows my mind that, you know, he's still with me. So, it's not the sex. I can't be that. That's what I'm saying. Everybody's like, you know what, if the sex is good, the marriage is going to last. Well, then, how did we get past, you know, the first week? I'm not that good. Listen, I didn't get a lot of experience, you know? I told you guys about my sexual experiences, right? I don't know if you guys want to know. My first time was not by choice. So that stunk because I really wanted to wait till I was married and I wanted to be a good girl. My first time was taken from me, and that was very, very frustrating for me, especially since, boy, did I turn down some hotties that I could have been with. But, you know, I wanted to do it. I wanted to be good. And I thought I was being good, but, you know, I got myself into a situation where, unfortunately, it didn't turn out that good with that respect. Okay, then I'm like, okay, well, wait, now I really got to get married, okay, before it, like, sets in. You know how you guys have a three-second rule when it comes to food, dropping food on the ground? You know, 3 seconds. So that's what I thought. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Well, maybe there's, like, a, you know, five-day rule, you know, after something like that happens where, you know, if I got married, I could technically still say I was a virgin. And I didn't get married in 5 days. There was nobody around that wanted to marry me. So I really wasn't that experienced by the time I met Corey. So here's Corey. And, you know, Corey's my husband, as you know. And he, I think, had his share of living the land, living, right, you know, exploring the lay of the land. And so when it came time, you know, for us to, you know, consider marriage and then get married and honeymoon and all that other stuff, I was scared. Now, you guys could say, Dahlia, you could have just gone online and learned or watched some videos. No, internet wasn't really big then. I don't think we even could afford internet until after we were married. You know, internet where there's like Netscape. I mean, this was like early internet days. And so the magazines that my friends had, they just were like pictures. And I still felt guilty looking at porn. So I never learned from that. So how I learned, you know, what I needed to do as a, you know, wife, all right, and what my duties were supposed to be were from, luckily, I had a bunch of guy friends who were guys, all right, heterosexual and homosexual. And boy, did I get an education. Okay, I mean, just verbally, they told me what to do. And they go, okay, well, this is what you do, and this is, you know, this is what I like, so he may like that or this. And I, you know, honestly, my homosexual friends gave me, I think, better advice than my heterosexual friends, because my heterosexual guy friends, they only knew how to please a woman. My gay guy friends knew how to please a man. And so don't ever tell Corey that's where I got a lot of my advice from. Now, some of you will say, well, where was your sister in all this? I wasn't that close to my sister. And my brother, I had two younger brothers, okay? One who couldn't spell sex, and the other one who still wasn't old enough to even know what it is. right? Now, talking to my mom, she would never talk to me when I was younger. And then once when she thought I was adult enough to talk to her, I was like, oh, my gosh, you did. No, you did. Oh, don't tell me anymore. Please don't tell me anymore. I need a therapist. So I couldn't talk to my mom. Who I really should have talked to was my grandma. Not my dad's mom, but my mom's mom. From what I understand, my grandma, may she rest in peace, was a hoochie mama. And she knew her stuff. I don't know how in that day that she was always ahead of her time. And I remember when I was younger, she said that a man told her that she had bedroom eyes. Now, I didn't understand that as a kid, but what that means to me is that means she must have gotten hit on by, you know, some pretty heavy duty, you know, petters out there. And she knew what to do with her eyes. Now, for women, we got to be really careful with our eyes. Okay? You know, people always say guys don't like to look women in the eyes. Well, because they think we're evil, okay? All right? You know, we have given, you know, guys the stink eye. We've given guys the evil eye. Why would a man look into our eyes? Okay? There's nothing to benefit. In fact, the more they look into our eyes, then the more we think they committed to us. So, you know, I'm like, okay, what do I do? Do I look away? Do I look cross-eyed? What am I supposed to do when I'm trying to initiate intimacy? So I just close my eyes. Now, the problem is you still got to get across the room. Right? You know, you still have to, you know, you can't be stuck in aisle 8 of Walmart. You got to be able to still move to an area where you could start some sort of intimacy. I don't know what aisle in Walmart. We better look that up. What aisle in Walmart, what type of aisle, doesn't have to be a number, gets the most kissy-kissy people making out in? There's gotta be a study out there, because I run into people all the time. Okay, and I'm switching subjects here temporarily. I don't even know what the subject is. Oh yeah, it's my anniversary. Anyway, so I'll be, you know, walking through Walmart and I'll turn a corner really fast, because when I shop fast. I hate shopping. So I want to get the heck out of there as fast as I can. So I'll peel around the corner. There'll be two people making out. I'm like, oh, sorry. Okay. And you know, I'll give you guys some privacy. Just can you hand me that towel? Okay, there. My thank you. Go. All right. Now I go to another aisle. There's another two people making out. So people like to make out at Walmart. I don't know if you guys noticed this. Now, if I had to do a scientific study, I would say the most common aisle people make out in Walmart is the linen aisle. It's very interesting. One, who the heck likes to buy linens? Okay. So you're really not going to run into a bunch of guys there. So, you know, maybe you'll run into some women. Guys usually don't buy linens. I don't want to stereotype, just, you know. So, it's not going to be a very, it's going to be a more low-key sort of aisle. Too, there's something about fluffy linens that is very soothing and relaxing. Try it. Stand in the potato chip aisle. Stand in the automotive aisle, stand in the toy section, and then stand in the linen aisle. I bet it's going to be a lot easier for you to make out in the linen aisle because it's quieter and it's softer. It's just interesting. So anyway, what am I doing for my husband's anniversary and mine? We're going to be taking a cruise. We're taking the kids also. We got some inexpensive cruise tickets because of the unfortunate hurricanes and what had happened in the Caribbean. So we're going to do that, coming out of New Orleans. And I guess I'll, you know, not make him shut off the lights and be under the covers sort of thing tonight. I think I'll, you know, let him see me. I don't know why that would really help the situation. You guys have seen me, right? Okay. I look like a whale that has absolutely no melanin to it, with a bunch of harpoon dents known as cellulite. I don't understand why, you know, me letting him see me naked is, but if that's what he wants, that's what he gets. We've been married 21 years. I got to make it work. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So the shooting that happened October 1 in Las Vegas with the Harvest 91 Festival that left 58 dead with a sniper attack that was the deadliest mass shooting in recent U.S. history. The Clark County Coroner, John Funnenberg, has released a statement on the causes of death of all the victims, as well as the shooter, Stephen Paddock. And from what we are told, all the victims did die from gunshot wounds. They say the manner of death in each case was homicide and the cause was a gunshot wound or wounds, according to Clark County Coroner. Now, this is significant because there was concern that people died during trampling or people hurting each other in the frenzy, etc. And so, unfortunately, people died, and it wasn't a result of the chaos that ensued. It was a result of the shooter. And I think the victims that had survived and tried to help others are absolute heroes, and we just don't give them enough credit. And I think the concert goers did a very, very good job, considering this was something that was not ever anticipated. It was, I mean, oh my gosh, you know, the Las Vegas Strip has been one of the safest, most, one of the safest, most, well-visited areas. And, it's supposed to be about fun and music and parties and it's just tragic. We're also being told that the cause of death of the gunman, Stephen Paddock, was a gunshot wound to the head emanating from his mouth. His death was ruled a suicide. Now, they have kind of gone into a little bit of detail. They say 16 of the victims were shot in the head, according to the list. Others were shot in the back, chest, or neck. One man is listed with a gunshot wound to the leg as the cause of his death. Six of the victims were hit multiple times. Paddock's brain had been sent for additional testing after his autopsy didn't find any visible abnormalities. Many people thought that we would get a little bit more information on why this happened. They say the motive is still being investigated. And authorities were poring over about 22,000 hours of surveillance and cell phone footage, we are being told, by FBI Special Agent in Charge Aaron Rouse. That's what he told the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Now, for those of you frustrated, I hear you. When Tom Brady lost his jersey, they found that within hours, right, in a foreign country. Yet, it's been 2.5 months, and we still don't have a motive. And there's always a motive. With that much planning, there's always a motive. We still don't have a motive. Or is it that the motive was found and they just don't know how to release it? Because it's going to be a very non-politically correct sort of motive. This is just very, very odd. It's very suspicious. It's very unsettling. And, being told we don't know yet. Now, mind you, like Metro and Las Vegas Police Department are phenomenal. I mean, they do an amazing job. And I trust what they say. But I also am not stupid. If there's something that could unfortunately stir more riots or stir more violence, I can understand why that may not be revealed. So, nobody's going to lie to us, but they may just, extend or delay. I mean, we were hearing about the Antifa movement. I don't know how often, and how frequently before this happened, and then we haven't heard a thing since. So it makes you wonder, was it that? We also have a lot of questions. Why was the hard drive missing from his computer, laptop that was there? Where did it go if he was the only one there, and then he killed himself? He brought a computer with no hard drive? There's a lot of things that are very, very, confusing. Now, people thought that Paddock was killed by somebody else who did the shooting. If it was a gunshot wound to the mouth, coroners are great, and this coroner is excellent. So they, you could tell if it's a self-inflicted based on the autopsic, evidence that they have when you see the projection of the projectile, when you see the damage done by the angle at which the bullet went in. You know, if somebody killed him, it probably wouldn't have been at the precise angle that you could do putting your own gun into your mouth. You know, we've seen some pretty smart people that, bad guys in movies that maybe know how to do the angle. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised that he killed himself. I'm just very, there's just a lot of things that confuse me about this. How come we don't have a lot of pictures of him? How come the main picture we keep seeing in the media is with his eyes closed? We're talking about somebody who has, I think he was in his 50s, right? I mean, you know, somebody who obviously had multiple, visits to Las Vegas and with cameras everywhere. And the best picture they have is with him sitting there with his eyes closed. I don't know. Just so many questions are still there, and people want answers, and they're frustrated, and I get that. And I'm not saying it was Antifa. I'm not saying it was a particular, but, you know, you just wonder how there would be absolutely not any sign of a motive. Right? You know, what type of things was he searching on his internet? You know, he obviously had to research. Why was he, what was he, practicing with? How did he know to, how did he understand the schematics of how he would be able to do what he needed to do? You know, it's just very confusing to me that nothing on his computer is something that could give us any information. And then, why this concert? Why? So, for those of you that did lose somebody, and there's many people, especially in the Southwest, that have, a lot of people from California are on this list. The list, was, reported, by, local Fox 5, and, you could find it there. And again, it's, I'm just stunned that something like this could happen in this day and age, and unfortunately it did. Also in news, apparently, the Nevada State Medical Board is being sued. There's a lawsuit claiming that they were not doing their job and actively sabotaging cases. Now, this is a claim made by Laura Ward, who was an investigator for the Nevada State Board of Medical Examiners. And apparently, Ward began working with the medical examiner or the medical board in Nevada in 2015. And then I guess she got some crucial information, and her boss said, who did you, in a word that basically means perform oral sex, to get that information? And so there is a sexual harassment claim there. And there's also concern that many people within this lawsuit were not qualified to do their job, that some people got special treatment. And, the medical boards of various states are always under scrutiny. They're always being criticized. And whenever a doctor does anything that is an embarrassment to the medical profession, the medical board is usually behind the eight ball with it. And so this is one of the very first lawsuits I've ever heard that involved the medical board. It's my medical board. I've always thought, for me and any issue that I've ever needed them to help me on, I've always thought they've been, very, very helpful and, very adept and astute and, and followed through on what they needed to. But these sexual harassment claims and as well as, I believe they're also claiming, I apologize, I think they're claiming misconduct and incompetence. It's frustrating because, we doctors do a damn good job, and I don't want people thinking that our board can't do theirs. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Radio Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So President Donald Trump has signed the Republican tax cut bill before leaving for his Christmas break in Florida as promised. And he also signed the continuing resolution that's going to keep the government open through January 19th. From what we understand, it does include $4 billion for missile defense. The House and Senate passed a tax measure into law earlier this week. Trump had wanted the bill on his desk before Christmas, and he got it. He did tout the tax measure as a bill that has something for everyone, and I believe it does. Since all of this, everything in here is really tremendous things for business, for people in the middle class, for workers. I consider this very much a bill for the middle class and a bill for jobs. Now, he said that companies have already announced plans that they're going to help workers after the tax bill is passed. Said corporations are literally going wild. Now, we've been talking about how, you know, he had to get this done. We got the midterms coming up. Apparently he's still not polling very well, although I really don't know what to make of these polls. I really don't. You know, everybody was saying, you know, Hillary's ahead of the polls, but she didn't win. So I don't know. But then again, she did get the popular vote. So I'm not really sure what to make with this. But Donald Trump now is, unfortunately, I think doing something that he really shouldn't be doing. You know, he's trying to, you know, list his accomplishments that he's done this year. And he's kind of focusing on getting the credit he deserves. Now, mind you, this is very frustrating that the media doesn't give him credit. Okay? But you don't toot your own horn. You know, he toots his own horn a lot. And I think he's doing a great job as president right now. I do. But it's not very presidential to sit there and say, look at what I did, look what I did, you see what I did, you see what I did, this is because of me, this is because of me. Now, maybe he has to do that because maybe we're stupid. Maybe we think Obama did all this, or we think Hillary did all this, or, you know, in terms of the economy growing. Apparently there's a new report that U.S. home sales have skyrocketed, that the GDP's up, our unemployment is down. So all these things are happening. And, you know, apparently Trump's aides are saying, and he's accomplished more than almost any other president in his first year. I can't confirm that, but I think he has. I think he has done a lot. Just, you know, I don't know how much hands-on he should have in terms of bringing up his accomplishments, his CV sort of thing. So Trump right now is at Mar-a-Lago. He has a private club. He probably spent a total of, they say he traveled and he spent maybe about 106 days of his first year in office at one of his own properties before or whatever. And you know what? I don't really care. I don't care about that. All I care about, while we see the news still rip him to pieces, is look, let's just for once, okay, not think about an upcoming election, which I know is not going to happen. And let's just see what we could do to improve. I mean, we are such a divided country. Now, I mean, I guess this happens in all countries, but I don't really watch news in Germany and in England and in France and in Russia. And I don't really sit there and read all the bullcrap that we are, you know, we are projecting on our news and on our websites to everybody else. You know, when I was in Europe, it was everybody knew about Hillary and Donald Trump and you know how the country is divided. And I'm like, why do you guys know that? We don't want you to think we're divided. We want you to think that we are the strongest, biggest, badass country out there in the whole damn town. That's what we want you to think. So, you know, we have a president that has been, you know, making certain, certain progress. And if I was a Democrat and I was worried about my political skin, I would look at building on top of it or enhancing something. You know, it's all about the negative when it comes to these, campaigns. And it's not about, okay, look, all right? Okay? You know, we're going to do better. There's stuff that we could add. We could enhance. But no, it seems like you're more likely to get favor if you bag on the other person. If you hate somebody, you are more likely going to win that voter over than being positive and say, look, what we're going to do is we're going to enhance what Obama did and what Trump did, and we're going to do X, Y, and Z. No. You know, and I saw this. I saw this with Bernie Sanders and Hillary supporters. They're like, Bernie Sanders supporters hated Hillary, especially in this state. Woo, boy, because of what had happened during the primary. And, Bernie supporters think that they got screwed over and that Bernie Sanders got screwed over. And so your hating Hillary helped you bond with Bernie Sanders supporters and vice versa. A lot of Hillary supporters couldn't stand Bernie Sanders supporters because it was taken away from Hillary. And, the Democratic Party can't be divided. The Republicans can't be divided. I mean, it's about time they got something huge passed, such as this. But I'm very, very nervous about what's going on in North Korea and how other countries are looking at us. And we look like we're running around with our pants down and just vulnerable and prime for being taken advantage of. All right. Now, Donald Trump. It looks like it looks like somebody with some cojones. And I think some countries think that he will not give a damn about what people think and he'll push the red button when it comes to their country. And maybe we need that right now. While, we're having all these, kneelings during the national anthem and, God bless America being able to protest, okay, and, being able to express without fear of repercussion our political beliefs, even though a lot of us are still dealing with repercussions and we feel like we have to keep quiet in certain settings as a result. But for the most part, we don't have to worry about losing our lives. We don't have to worry about going to jail. God bless America. Thank God that, we have a country such as that. But you see the news ripping to pieces on his missile spending and his defense spending. Okay, don't rip it to pieces. I want you to project that all over the world. Let the world know that we are going to have the most high-tech, expensive military ever. Already our military is the best. Do we talk about it? Do we brag about it? No. No. We make fun of Trump's hair. We make fun of his skin coloring. This is ridiculous. And I think right now, if we were going to be selfish, either as a Republican or a Democrat or an independent, I would say be selfish in terms of America first. Hey, I understand elections are huge and losing elections is politically devastating. I get that. But I really fear that we are going to be in for one hell of an attack. And I would just like to see us on a united front. I would like to, because God forbid anything happens. The first thing you see in the news is, well, because this is what Trump did or Obama did. Okay, come on. People feared America. You mess with one soldier, you mess with all of us. We haven't had that sort of culture in a long time. They say Americans have stepped up their purchases of new homes at the fastest pace in more than 25 years in November. Sales skyrocketing 17.5%. Looks like there's a robust demand and there's a shortage of existing homes. Now, this is a surprise to me because we don't have a lot of millennials buying homes. But we still have baby boomers and we still have people that want to invest. And with a good economy, people want to invest in real estate. They say new home sales last month jumped to 733,000 units from 624 in October. Huge upswing. Pretty cool stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOWN-DELLY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.